It's been a tough few days, but in fairness, the staff have been absolutely brilliant. Parents, the local community, you know, have just shown us so much support. We've been working to try and get, you know, the rooms reallocate so that we get back as soon as we possibly can. Hopefully we'll have the ESB, the power back today. The ESB are in working as we speak, and we're hoping that we'll get the school back working as soon as possible. But it has been a tough few days for us, but nothing we can't cope with, and we'll be back. Business as normal, school as normal. It's a real test of our resilience, but look, we'll be back in action soon again.
You've had a few days now to assess the true extent of the damage. We're standing in a classroom that has part of its roof off. Many might think that it's outside we're standing in. You can hear the rain coming down, but it's coming down through the school and even flooding some of the school.
Yes, this corridor now will be totally shutting off on, for the next while. I suppose the most, you know, this is a classroom, and you can have a classroom anywhere in the school. And I suppose the one room that stands out for, I think, all staff is the art room. The art room is totally destroyed, and I suppose it's a room that's, even when there's nobody in it, it's alive. And, you know, the walls were all adorned with, you know, paintings. Fabulous work from the students. Thank God we got in on Friday early, and we retrieved most of, you know, we've retrieved, thank God, practically all of the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert projects and work, and, you know, all of the art materials on Saturday morning. We worked hard to get them out before they got wet. It's heartbreaking, particularly to see that room, because there's just so much work in it. And, you know, the teacher has been in over Christmas holidays, spent a few days here during the Christmas holiday, Friday evenings in, and just even the evening before we left, students were working away. So it's a room that never stopped, and just even to go into the room, you could see it was so full of students' work. And it's so sad to see, you know, a roof gone and everything gone out of it now. So that's the sad part of it.
How many classrooms in total are we talking here, Anne?
We're talking three classrooms and a staff room. So this corridor, and we have one office as well. So this corridor will be, for the moment, we don't know. There are two other adjoining classrooms. We're not sure if they're affected yet, but hopefully they'll be okay. You know, for the moment, we think they're fine, but hopefully that's it.
I even see a computer here in the corner with the rain coming down on top of it, and technology also destroyed.
Yeah, just literally, you know, now we were not too bad. As I said, we retrieved, you know, whatever was safe to take out, we took out, but unfortunately it got wet. As you can see, that it's under the roof, that's where the rain is coming down. It's not even safe where it's sitting, so we couldn't even take it out. We tried to take out as much as we could, but unfortunately it's under a piece of the roof that's literally hanging on there, and it wasn't safe to take it out on Friday.
And the rain is coming down thick and heavy today, Anne. I mean, you're looking at even more damage potentially with that water coming through.
Absolutely. But look, at the moment it's making the place safe, and it's getting the rest of the building back, you know, and the Department of Education are working with us, and, you know, our trust body. So we've had huge support, even from other schools, you know, in the county, around the county, have, you know, phoned and offered support. So, I mean, we're very, very lucky in that we know we'll have huge support, and we'll be back in action.